know, I seem to be confusing a lot of people, so I have a question. So stick around till the end of the podcast. I have to ask you.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for May 14th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Apparently, I confused the hell out of everybody.
You've got everybody confused.
Why?
Well, the desert hamsters first. They're like, what are the desert hamsters? People who followed the strip before said, remember that, oh, it used to be Al-Qaeda. But most people seem to think that it was a Republican versus Democrat type thing, except for Michael Skaggs, who says, I'm guessing either Iran or North Korea. Hamsters in those big North Korean officers' caps, LOL.
That's actually pretty funny to think about. He's right. You know what I did? I just realized it just now.
What did you do?
I assume people have been reading the strip since it started in 2004. And memorized every strip. The desert hamsters were, they're right. It began as Al-Qaeda and the fight, you know, going into Iraq and Afghanistan.
But they're basically described as, they're symbolic, right? Or what do you
metaphorical?
Metaphorical. And they were simply the enemy of Prickly City. So
yes.
That could change, right?
Right. I tried to, and that's what I got in my noggin. And that's that is the danger of spending far too much time alone. So in my mind, but we had comments on this. Did you want to read any, or are they worth reading?
Well, the comments now are also moved on. There was a lot of comments. I didn't read the individual comments because there were lots. All kind of.
We read all the comments.
Yes. No, I read them. I didn't read them just a minute ago.
No, we would have recognized if you'd been droning on. I would have said, Janine, that's enough.
So
I would have given you the face you give me most podcasts.
And now they're also commenting on, you also were discussing war.
What is it good for?
Carmen seems to think it's good for something. So people are confused by that.
Right. She is, okay, here's, and this is where I take full responsibility for this. This is my fault, is that my metaphors tend to occasionally don't resonate like I think they would. She is effectively the war Republican. Is what she's representing
so
there.
So it confused people.
Yes.
So Cheapskate said, well, maybe in Scott's own version of reverse psychology, that may be why it's Carmen who opposes the talking, because they think it's maybe trying to talk to Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Or North Korea or Iran.
Well, they're not talking. Most people thought, like I said,
know.
Thought it was either Republicans versus Democrat ISIS.
Been,
and
I
no one thinks that they,
clearer.
You can't talk to ISIS. So Carmen is a conservative, and as a rule in this strip, she's always right.
Right. And in fact, she's not. And there's been a number of times recently where she isn't. And I just finished a week, which will come in 2.5 weeks from now after this podcast, which will appear in newspapers or online. And so I do address that issue about her not. She's not always right. She isn't. I'm not always right. My conservatism isn't always right. My ideas aren't right. I was for the Iraq War. I was dead ass wrong on that one. I'm. Freely admit that now, a little very, very late, and I regret that. I believe me when I say that. But
and Winslow isn't always just some generic
goofball liberal,
right? You often have him say things that are more on your liberal side.
Yeah, well, that's one of my faults. If it's a fault, is I tend to listen to both sides and think that both sides are maybe coming from a fairly legitimate point of view, and somehow somewhere in the middle, eight times out of ten, that's where the truth lies and that's where the solution lies.
Okay, well, commenting on the war, PRRDH says nobody wins a war. One side loses more badly than the other, that's all. Which is not to say that what is called peace is always better than war.
Well, what's peace? I mean, I'm not sure what they mean by what peace is. Peace is always better. Peace is always better.
I think some people are thinking of peace as you're under a dictatorial regime, and it's at least you're not fighting, but your life isn't good.
Right. And I think that, that makes sense. But a war, is that going to, it's just going to bring in a different dictator 9 times out of 10, really.
Right. And the talking is what you have to do after the war anyway. So start with it.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're going to completely avoid a war, but you should always start talking.
And maybe I was just too shy. And this could have been my own anti-Trumpism, that I didn't just come out and say that I can't believe he did something right. So I buried it in metaphor, and that was a big mistake. So, sometimes you don't hit him out of the, Babe Ruth didn't hit a home run every time. And that's what happened. And that's what happened here. What I'm going to say is that you have to congratulate the Trump administration. I think that the talks with North Korea and opening that up, the fact that North and South are talking and opening dialogue, that's nothing but good. I mean, we might get jobbed. We might get snowed. They're going to go back on an agreement. And so that's true, but they might not. So talking is always better. War sucks and rarely accomplishes what you think it's going to accomplish. And the price is far too high. So instead of going through all the rigmarole of a war, of, you know, brokenhearted, I'm semi-quoting Doctor Who, but brokenhearted mothers and death and destruction, why don't we skip that part and go right to the talking? And that's where I think that the Trump administration deserves a lot of credit for this. They really do.
Okay. So people are also wondering, when you mentioned that, you know, Winslow asks Carmen if she's a secret liberal.
Yeah.
And she mentions that she always thought the Republicans were the grown-ups at the table, and a few people have a little issue with that.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ignat says, note to Scott, it's been a long time since William F. Buckley and conservatives haven't been the grown-ups since Newt Gingrich was Speaker.
Yeah.
And Kyla Vlakosh says, if the conservatives are the grown-ups at the table, then the table is in Wonderland and is presided over by the Mad Hatter. So explain that.
Yeah, you know, Ignatz actually makes an excellent point. And I think this, again, I come back to, this is old man talk. You know, I just turned 59 this month. And thanks for the cards and presents, people. Anyway. I think back to the conservative origin and the ascension of conservative intellectualism in America, and William F. Buckley, of course, being the godfather of all that, but his disciples being people like Ronald Reagan. And, you know, those were the times when you could have an adult conversation, but those are also the times when we had political parties. You had a Democratic Party that could have a George Wallace and a George McGovern. You had a Republican Party that could have a Barry Goldwater, but it could also have a Nelson Rockefeller.
But that couldn't happen today.
Oh my God, no, are you kidding? Oh my gosh, could you imagine having a pro-life Democrat? It will never happen. It can't happen. They'd be run out of the party on a rail. And the same is true of of a pro-choice Republican now. It just, you know, it's crazy, and it's detrimental in the long run to both parties, because it marginalizes them so much that means there's nothing left. There's no in the middle, and there is a middle. I'm convinced there is. It has absolutely no voice at all. So, yeah, Ignatz, you got me. I'm an old guy, and I don't think that you're right. I don't think the Republicans or the conservatives have been the adults at the table for quite some. There have been no adults at the table.
No.
In fact, I think the the reference to the Mad Hatter and the Tea Party is absolutely right. The Marsh Hare and all those nutty characters is just more salient than ever before. So did we have any other comments you wanted to get to?
We did that fun little allergy one, and Coffee Cup says, in the desert? Oh, I didn't see all the ragweed growing by the river. There are allergies in the desert.
Oh, yes. No, we both.
You had them. We lived there.
Any Palo place, Verde.
Yeah,
trees.
Well, any place where you live with
plants
and nature that you are not used to, you can have allergies.
Yes, no. Yes, the desert is less so. People used to move there because of their allergies. They used to move there for their respiratory issues. And then that, because people from, you know, Minnesota decided they want to turn Phoenix into, you know, Minnesota and have lawns and trees, which is stupid, but that's where we are. But there's a Palo Verde trees, which are indigenous to the desert.
And a lot of people are allergic to them.
I am one of them. When they bloom, we were there for our last year. We lived in Arizona. They bloomed, and I became just a phlegm volcano. It was horrible, because it was one of those years where, for some reason, they decided to pollinate 10 times more than they usually do. Don't know why, but that's what happened. Oh, my God. I was a mess. So anyway, so there. Take that.
Ha.
Hey, listen, this sub dovetails into, it doesn't dovetail at all, actually, but then I'm going to change subjects. Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
It's your podcast. Do what you want.
It is my podcast. Been doing the podcast for a while now with WGN Plus. How long has it been? Do you even know? It's about a year? Maybe
no idea.
Close to a year. And we're having some trouble getting hold of the RSS number, so we have no idea. We know how many people stream it on WGN, and they do stream it apparently on the online service when they're broadcasting White Sox games. So our podcast occasionally is broadcast on that, as on the online channel as well. But what I want to ask you as a listener, could you do us a big fat solid? Could you please email us at pricklycity podcast@gmail.com and just let us know if you're listening. We're kind of considering whether or not to keep going forward. Our producer, Brian Altimer, who's a great guy, and he says, keep doing it. Don't be stupid. And, you know, he's a wise man. So I think we're going to do it for a little while longer. But I just want, we want to get a sense of who's out there and who's listening, if anybody. So again, just, I know this sounds like pandering because it is pandering. That's why it sounds like it. So I'm going to pander to you and beg you on my knees. Listen, Janine can tell you. What am I right now?
On his knees.
I'm on my knees. Please, please, please email us if you're listening to PricklyCity, one word, PricklyCity@gmail.com. And we'd love to know if you're listening, what you think. If you hate it, then let us know that too. I mean, but we'd like to know if you're listening. Now I'm going to get up. This is going to be embarrassing. Hold on.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
God almighty. Every time I move. So again, send, if you're listening to this podcast, send us a quick note. Doesn't, you know, just say, yes, I listen, or just send us a note, and we'll understand that you heard this. So, PricklyCity@gmail.com. That covers it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, thank you for, that's it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you, Janine, and thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. Thank you, WGM and WGN Plus, for all you do for us, which is far too kind. They're moving, too. They're moving out of the Tribune Tower. Now, if any of you have seen the Tribune Tower, it's a magnificent edifice and a magnificent building, and they are moving out, and we are moving out, we that being the Chicago Tribune, and it's killing me, people. It's killing me. Just saying that. It's very sad. But on an up note, if you want to follow the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you're more than welcome to. And in fact, I encourage you to go to gocomics.com/PricklyCity. And go ahead and subscribe. You can get a letter with all your favorite comics sent and cartoons sent to you every morning. It's kind of a cool thing. You wake up and there they are. And leave a comment. And maybe we'll read it here on the Prickly City Podcast, assuming you're listening. If you're not listening, then don't.
No.
Well, if you're not listening,
start?
Then they haven't heard. Yeah, start.
All right.
You know what we mean. And if you want to contact us directly, like I said, PricklyCity@gmail.com. For everyone here, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.